At KPMG, our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to Girl on Fire podcast on the Believe Network, New York's number one podcast network for personal growth. This is your host, Kirsten Franklin.
So on this part two of the organization episodes, whatever you want to call them, I'm going to talk about why your time management tools might not be working, right? So a lot of people are like, oh, I need time management. I need time management. I want to go do time blocking. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And maybe they kind of work. Maybe they don't even at all. And the reason is because you have to get organized first. All right. So just to give you an example, did you ever go to your time block time and all of a sudden you're sitting there wasting your time trying to figure out what to do? Right. And I think I've talked about this in the last episode. And I just want to kind of drive that point home because people miss that all the time. They think it's the technique and it's not. Remember, I teach MVP, right? I teach mindset, vibration, and processes. If you master these three things, your mindset first, which affects your vibration, your vibrational energy, right? And the actual processes, the habits, the actions you take consistently, then that's it. That's the key to everything, period, done, okay? So whether you're a habit expert and believe it's the habit, that's cool. Whether you're a vibrational person and you believe it's all about the vibes, that's cool. But we all know that even those two will talk about the requisite mindset in order to make things happen. And from my experience, it doesn't matter how good your plans are or how much you intend to do something consistently and build whatever habits. If your mindset isn't there, it's not going to happen. Okay. And so that's first and foremost. But let's sort of go back to what we have to do here. The really key thing is getting organized, getting things down, broken into the 15-minute chunks like we talked about last time. So let's just recap really quickly what we talked on the last episode about organization, and I don't remember what episode number that is, but we can get that for you and write it down below. But, you know, basically I talked about first taking the time to brain dump. Now, if you did this right, it took you like a day, a week, 2 weeks. If you were time blocking it, it probably took you multiple weeks, right? Just because you didn't have a lot of time. And we're talking about brain dumping everything kind of like you ever thought you wanted to do, achieve, accomplish, you know, take action on, everything from cleaning up the garage to taking that vacation. If there's something you've wanted to do since you were a little kid, you're dumping it all, because what you need to do is get it all out of your head and on paper. And then what you were to do was to just eliminate things that just aren't relevant anymore. Like maybe, you know, you don't want to go to Disney World anymore. Maybe you still do. Maybe you don't want need to replace the windows in the house because you bought a new one. So now it's, you know, not necessary, right? So just dump it all out on paper and figure out what you're trying to eliminate. Figure out what's not important anymore, what's not a priority, what are you not trying to really focus on? And then pick the three things that you do want to focus on, the three major goals. And these aren't tasks like, oh, take out the garbage, pick up my dry cleaning, right? And they're not, they can be, but they're not typically time sensitive things either. Right. So you're building a company. Yeah, you feel that they're time sensitive things, but actually that's your self-imposed limitations. Right. So this totally applies to when you're building a new company. You know, if you're trying to rearrange a closet, like you maybe you have a deadline, you want to do it before, you know, your vacation, you know, that's fine. You can put that deadline in, but it's not really like if you don't do it on this date, everything else falls apart. Right. It's not like, oh my God, I have to file taxes on this date. Right. Although you could work it back from that. It's totally possible. It's just not necessarily the first three things I'd be picking. All right. So then you brain dumped every step that you thought you would need to take in order to achieve that particular goal. And you did that in those three areas, right? The three columns of whatever the three goals were that you picked. And then of course you prioritize them, right? Like, what do you think would happen first? What do you think would happen next? Right. I gave you a really short visualization technique to walk yourself through it just to try and catch some of the little things you didn't think of. Like if I think I gave the example of building out a new closet, you thought take everything out and just rip everything down and put in the California closets and put everything back. Right. But if you really step that down, you're talking about measuring the closet. Maybe you're talking about emptying it first and then measuring it. Oh, you have to order something. When in the process are you ordering it? Is that first? And then you're taking the time to take it out while it gets delivered. Like, how is that working? Right. So kind of like a little walkthrough visualization kind of helps you a little bit in the ordering of things. Right. And then we talked about breaking them down into 15 minute chunks of time. And this, while we went over it quickly on the last episode, we're going to go in depth this time because this is where people get hung up. And this is actually where the mindset comes in and you can start to notice it. And it's really important. So I just want you to think of, you know, your steps, your actions, when you're brain dumping and you're trying to achieve that goal and you've prioritized them and you're trying to put them in 15 minute chunks and you can't, right? Like either you start saying what? Oh my God, this is a waste of my time. Oh my God, this past hour, I've been brain dumping and writing this crap out. I could have just been executing and I would have been somewhere, right? You start going through all of these things in your head, all these little sort of conversations. And the reality is that's where the mindset's kicking in and messing you up. There is a thought, a belief that if you had just spent this hour doing something else, not getting organized, you would have been further along. That's a belief. Is that true? Probably not, because if you're not getting organized, it's not structured, and you probably won't be. So while this hour might feel like a waste of time, that level of organization will allow you to execute quickly and effectively, even when you don't feel like it. So when you're checking out to go TikTok and Netflix, that'll happen less often. And you're doing it in such a way that you can push through and actually take action no matter what happens, right? So sometimes you don't feel like doing it. The job is too big. There's too much to do. So you check out, right? You get stressed out. You check out. You do something else. You do something easier. You do the menial task work that actually doesn't get you anywhere, right? So you've prioritized. You put the items in order. And now you're facing roadblocks as to spending more time chunking them down. Maybe you're creating instances where it's too hard to figure out what 15 minutes. It can't be 15 minutes. I'm a lawyer. I have to read a contract, right? Well, you could read 2 pages at a time. Now that might sound dumb, but if you actually practiced it and you had time and you said, oh, I'll just read these two pages, right? Ultimately, you get done. And when you have those moments where you can't, but you do have the time to read just 2 pages, you will. And so there are just certain techniques. So the bigger question becomes, what's going on in your head that's creating that static, that resistance, that blockage, right? Some of us, and if you're an entrepreneur, this definitely happens to you, think there's a better, faster way, shorter, that it could be done and da da da, and then you start not doing the tried and true, definitive, successful practice, right? And we do that because that's what we do as entrepreneurs. But I want you to think of the process. Remember, mindset, vibration, process, the process that allows you to do a business differently and better. It's because you've already experienced the business, right? Let's say you make a new mop. Well, the only way you're making a new mop is because you've used the mop and you know what's wrong with it and you know what you would prefer. And then you go around the world of other people who have used the mop and say, wouldn't it be better if? And everyone's like, oh my God, that would be amazing. So then you go build it. But you had to do the thing first. Now, the mop was successful, but you could have made it easier, better, faster, more effective, more efficient. Who knows? But you don't know that until you've done it. So that entrepreneurial spirit is great, but if it's preventing you from doing the first thing first and learning the foundation to see how you can improve it or how you can tweak it, then you're missing it because this is a step that you haven't taken, but you're already trying to fix it. That's a mindset thing, right? That's a process mindset thing. And so what I'd like to, you know, give you an example is just that a lot of times there's going to be feelings involved. I don't feel like this is efficient. I don't feel like this is effective. I feel like this is a waste of time. Remember that your feelings always come from thoughts. So it's thoughts, emotions, behaviors. So you can't have that feeling unless you have a thought. And that's the most important thing. What is the thought? What are you really thinking that makes you feel that way? And do this without judgment, okay? There's no judgment. There's no right. There's no wrong. There's no good. There's no bad. There just is. Why do you feel that way? is that really going to get you to your happy end result, which is the completion of these tasks, which is the completion of building this 15-minute chunks of time list, right? These little actions that you need to take. And so here's an example of feeling. So I was talking to an MMA fighter, and he had just started a real estate business, and he was in it like, I don't know, 30 days. And he just felt like he was so unsuccessful and it wasn't working for him and so disappointed and what's wrong with him and da da da. Right. Well, you know, I had to break it down. Like, how long did it take you from when you first decided to learn MMA to being able to get in the ring and feel confident enough that you might actually have a chance to win? Right. Like, you know, and so that's, you know, years, like years, right? It took him a long time. It took him almost a year to be confident enough to even step into sparring and feel like I have this. And why? It's because you have to practice the basic techniques over and over again until they're so perfected and habitual in your mind that you just react. Like, that's your natural reaction, right? And you know what to do. Well, same thing here, right? He didn't give himself enough time to build the natural habits, these automated reactions to success within the real estate investing arena, right? And because he was so successful, right? Especially this comes from all you guys who are really, really successful. And here's a statement I hear often. Oh my God, I've had so much success in my life. It's incredible that I can't do this thing. It's incredible that this is the thing that's like messing up. Like, you know, maybe you're trying to start a business, but you've run multiple multi-million dollar organizations, right? So you're like, what the heck, right? Like, this should be easy. I'm just starting one for myself, right? Give yourself the time and the practice to engage long enough to be successful at the thing, right? And in this case, the thing is just chunking it down to 15-minute chunks of time at a time, right? Just 15-minute steps. And it's okay if you put more than one 15-minute step back to back. If you're doing like time blocking and you have a 30-minute block of time and you say, okay, I'm going to do this 15 minutes of reading and this 15 minutes of reading. You also know that if at any time you can cut off one of those 15 minutes because you were only expecting to do 15. Maybe take a break, do another 15, right? But 15-minute chunks of time, give yourself the grace and the amount of time necessary to practice this into a habit that works for you, right? And don't try and shortcut it because you know better, you feel differently, and that's why, you know, you're thinking it should be done differently. But ask yourself, always ask yourself at every stage, what am I thinking? Why am I doing that? Why am I not just following it? Why do I feel this way? Right? Because you want to kind of get down to the language in your head, because you'll notice that that's probably also a habitual pattern of how you talk to yourself, what you say to yourself in order to accomplish certain things. And again, no judgment. You know, there might have been a time where telling yourself you're an a-hole if you don't do it and it's not that difficult and you should just get the job done might have worked. Maybe now it no longer works for you. Okay. So that is kind of it for this episode. I wanted to talk about breaking it down. I wanted to talk about the importance of mindset, right? And guys, you know, everybody's always talking about that, but mindset first, because again, it doesn't matter how good your plan is. It doesn't matter. If you can't execute, it's not going to happen, period, done, right? And understand that your mindset and vibration work together and also then create your habit, okay? So your mindset might be like, oh, you know, this isn't working fast enough. I can't do this. There's got to be a better way. I'm going to figure it out. And then you spiral downward into this negative feeling because now you haven't accomplished anything. Now it's 3 hours later. Now you blah, 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 blah. Right. We've all been there where you're about to go do something, kind of don't quite get it done. And then it's hours later. Then you feel like crap because you waste 3 hours. And what's wrong with you? What wasn't going on? And then all of a sudden that brings you down and then you get into the self-sabotage, you know, self-sabotaging kind of mode. And then you have to go listen to some crazy motivational Tony Robbins stuff to get you out of it. And then you're all motivated. You write your plan again and you do it again. That's a mindset thing right there. That has nothing to do with anything else but what's going on in your head. And you guys know that you control it, because right now I can tell you to think of the worst possible situation. Someone dies, so someone's injured, you know, permanently incapacitated, like craziness. You lost your house, you lost your job, you lost your kids, everything right now. And you're going to feel like crap. I could also, in the same breath, tell you to think of the best moment of your life. Think about the time you won. Think about that music that comes on that just pumps you up, and you're going to go right back to sky high. I do this all the time with people as proof that your thoughts control everything. And the difficulty is that many of these thoughts are subconscious. So you do not know that you're saying things to yourself. And here's evidence of that too, is you ever just have a days where maybe you work and then by the end at four, you just feel, right? You're not depressed. You're not happy. You're just, And you think, oh, it's because I sat at my desk too long. It's because subconscious thoughts are going on in your mind that are creating that feeling, that emotion, and that's where you're at. Because you cannot feel something without thinking something, okay? Like emotionally, I'm not talking about physically. So check out the process, break it down into 15-minute chunks, prioritize them, put them in the order you think they have to go. Be loosey-goosey about it, because as you learn, you're going to realize, oh, I didn't do something. Just add it in and move on, right? And that's it. And then if you're not achieving, not doing the tried and true path, and this is tried and true, by the way, like this is it, trust me. Trust me and trust everyone who's taken my course, Get It Done. Look at the testimonials. That's it. You follow these steps, you win, period. And by the way, guys, these are the same winning steps it is for business. It is for a lot of things. For, you know, you want to go to these habit experts. Guess what? It's the same thing. Mindset first, build the process, keep trying, get it pretty consistent. You know, work on the mindset always, because as you realize you're inconsistent or you're not doing something, you're just going to break down another piece of that mindset until it's habit, right? And then once it's there, you can grow it, you can change it, you can do something with it, right? I don't know if that makes any sense, but it's kind of like build it, perfect it, grow it, right? That's what we kind of have for everything. Yeah, I just really talked more about mindset, you know, get good at the brain dump, get good at prioritizing in the micro actions, because it's really the micro action that develops into habit, right? That micro actions will ultimately become your habit. This whole process will ultimately become your habit, whether you do it once a week, every day at some point, doesn't really matter. And, you know, again, that's the system, right? Start small, perfect it, grow it, build upon it. Same thing that you do with your clothing line, your gym, or whatever you're building, right? Your teams. Once you get this sort of system down, that's it. All right, guys, that is it for this week. I just wanted to pop in and make that happen because I know I had aired that one episode about the organization and stuff and the three steps, and I kind of felt like I was leaving out a massive part of that mindset. But I hope that you engaged in that so that you can now see where in your mindset you might need some adjustment. Okay. That's it, guys. Thank you so much for being with me. And I hope to see you again next week.
So that is it for this week. Thank you for joining me. And I hope that you enjoyed today's show.
If so, don't forget to rate it. If you guys have a pressing question, feel free to tweet me at CS Thrive or on Instagram at Thrive Tribe 3.14159. Again, I know that's a weird one. It's just pi. So it's Thrive _ Tribe _ 3.14159. Or of course, you can join me in Facebook at my free group, which is Thrive Tribe Global. If you just search groups and you enter in Thrive Tribe Global, you should see us there. And you can join it for free. I answer your questions in there. But if you guys send me a question through there, I will be sure to answer it here on this podcast.
And as always, if you're ever interested in advertising on the show, please contact the Believe Network at Believe, B-L-E-A-V, at Believe.com. Thanks so much for joining me.
At KPMG, Our people make the difference. It's not just something we say, it's what we do. Combining the power of people and technology, we uncover brighter insights, innovate bolder solutions, and create better data-driven outcomes. KPMG, make the difference.